Hello, and welcome to another edition of From Their Perspective. I'm Greg Hayner, and I'm thrilled to bring you another interview today. I'm going to be talking with Britton Felber, owner and lead photographer of Photography by Britton. Him and his wife, Erica, are Chicago-based destination wedding photographers whose greatest passion is to photograph the love and beauty that accompanies a wedding day. Their true desire is to capture these special moments to the best of their ability and give honor and glory to God through their work. Besides taking pictures, they also enjoy the opportunity to spend time with and mentor fellow photographers who are wanting to learn how to improve their skills through hands-on experience. Please check out their work at photographybybritton.com and feel free to contact them about mentoring opportunities if you have any interest there. And so, Britton, to start us off, I'm kind of curious to know, how did you get started in photography?
I guess, First picked up an SLR when I was in Moscow, Russia, actually. So I went over there on a kind of a short-term missions trip. Just kind of fell in love with how, beautiful the photos seemed to come out. Looking back on those photos, of course, they're nothing special at all, but it fascinated me in the moment. And I remember kind of pretty quickly even realizing that if I could ever get into photography, it would absolutely be the wedding industry. Fascinated by the fact that, a wedding photographer has the once in a lifetime opportunity to, tell an individual's or a couple's story like no one else, and they get a chance to see it better than anyone else, and they'll only ever be able to look at it and see it as beautifully as you, the photographer, saw it that day. And that challenge and just kind of responsibilities really intrigued me and kind of attracted me to it. It's just such a cool thing to be able to see a day more beautifully, see it better than anybody else sees it, and capture it as such. And, it's pretty cool thing. So that's kind of what drew me into it. And then, a lot of Lord worked it out for, really just kind of guided my steps from there, where, worked it out to work for, some of the best people I knew of in the industry at the time. And just got to do a lot of hands-on learning, from different ones in the industry, and, just kind of diving into it and going for it, first 3 years there, just worked till probably midnight about every night except for Sunday for, at least a good 3-4 years straight. I used to blog 6 days a week, just doing everything you could to really get out there to, make the start. It's not an easy business to kind of explode into, that's for sure. So it's a lot of hard work, as you know.
Yeah, definitely. So what is it then that drives you as a photographer? I mean, what is it that as you're out photographing and taking pictures, that really gives you this thrill, this excitement, this energy? What is it that makes it worthwhile for you?
I guess the thrill part of it comes from really just every single wedding, every next senior portrait session or whatever the opportunity might be. My wife always kind of teases me about it, because before I start the day, I usually tell her, this wedding, we're gonna blow it out of the water. We're gonna do better photos today than we've ever done in our lives before. And, I like approaching every single day more or less like a competition, trying to beat myself, every single next time. And, that always makes it thrilling when, before the day starts, I kind of get an idea in my head of something I'd like to see happen. And then as, you kind of work hard to see if you can make that happen. And if it works out into the flow of that particular couple's day, it's always very thrilling to, have an idea in mind, and whether it's a lighting situation that I want to try to set up, or whether it's, an actual, situation I kind of want to pull the couple through, and kind of photograph the reactions, or, whatever the plan might be. When you see those things executed and come out beautifully and really reflect the personality of the client and show their excitement and show their love for each other, and be able to do that, that is a really special thing. What I guess keeps me excited about the actual business of wedding photography is, my wife and I have just such a passion and an excitement about marriage. And we really love just seeing how God has ordained that and made it such a special thing. and how really so much of that and the way it all comes together on a wedding day, it's just such a beautiful thing. And you know, seeing a father give his daughter, you know, seeing in the huge love that he has for his daughter, and then seeing him give her away to another man suddenly, you know, as he places her hand into his, and, you know, just things like that that are just absolutely like life-changingly phenomenal that just happen almost faster than you can take photos of it. You know what I mean? From, you know, suddenly this person pledges their life to the other forever. And, you know, all of a sudden there's an exchanging of rings that symbolize that they're going to be there forever for each other. And just so much going on. It's just so thrilling to me. And my wife, of course, we just absolutely love marriage and everything it stands for, and just, really just how, Christian or not, really, if you're in a ceremony and, you know, getting married, you're really recognizing Christ. And it's just such an amazing thing how that is, declared, through marriage and through just entering into a covenant with someone. It's just such a neat thing. So absolutely love that. And that just, I guess is what kind of is extra special, for us in the wedding industry in particular. And, of course, it's always fun to, you know, to get better at the art of it and to improve on things and to continue to learn and to come up with new ideas. Those are things that will always be fun and keep the job, interesting. But I would definitely say, yeah, just the love for marriage and being able to share with people and share that light is just such a fun thing.
Wow. That you described that really beautifully. I like the testimony that you have there. That's really great.
It's just so much fun to show that light, you know, that each couple has, and each couple is so different. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, what will make it so it's never boring, because really I have never been to a wedding that has been the same as another one. And it's just a neat thing. How, like, you know, people are like, oh, you've seen all kinds of weddings. You know what's going to happen. This stuff's like normal for you, right? And it's just kind of like, seen a lot of weddings and nothing will probably surprise me, but not a single one is like the other one. really. Okay. It's not even just something to say. It's so for real. So love it.
Nice. So if you could just really briefly describe for us what your business is and what its core values are.
Definitely want to show Christ, through our work, you know, to show light, to show love, to show joy, to show happiness. We're not huge into the, you know, I guess more abstracty art of photography, more into the real life, real color, you know, just showing pure love type of thing. And really love that. As a business, and I would say that's definitely as a brand and a style, that's something we aim to show. And it's always quite satisfying when we see, you know, our clients actually contact us and say, we just love that, you know, the light and the joy and just the happiness that we see in your photos, and they're so fresh. And that's exactly what we're aiming for each time. And we have clients who actually recognize that. That is, that's perfect, because that's definitely what we're aiming to do. We're not aiming to show people for something less than Christ made them, and to show how beautiful they are, you know, uniquely made in Christ's image. And that's definitely something that we aim to do. And just really want to show Christ's design for marriage as much as we can through our photography.
Great. So what I'm curious to know is, as a husband and wife team, what kind of a dynamic do you guys bring to a shoot, working as a couple?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the huge change, I want to say, you know, a little change or big change even, the huge benefit to coming as a married couple, that is just so wonderful, is what I noticed directly after getting married, and just seeing the huge change in all my clients from there on out, was just, I don't know, a whole new sense of being comfortable with us, and, a new level of like trust, because they understand we've already done this. You know what I mean? And they kind of, they know that we inherently kind of understand, through experience, maybe, marriage and the pressures and the changes and the excitement and the, you know, and the life changing, just everything that's going on. And that's a huge part. But then, of course, especially being a male photographer myself and being the lead photographer in our business, it's just so wonderful for the brides to have my wife there, who is just real, like, high energy, positive, fun personality, fun person to be around. Never, you know, lacks for something to say to encourage, you know, the brides we work for, and, just, you know, makes them laugh and relax. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a room to get ready to photograph, and my wife's starting there kind of talking to the bride, and they'll just be like, wow, I just feel so much better now that you guys are here. And it's just amazing to kind of see them just kind of sit back and relax in a way that I definitely didn't see, as much, before. And just, you know, it's just a neat thing to come together and to be excited for them as a married couple. And that's really encouraging, especially to a lot of our couples, when they're kind of like, well, you know, we're getting married, and we have different people saying run. We have other people, you know, joking about how marriage isn't going to be great right after the honeymoon. And, you know, we're able to say, no, that's not true. You know, you fight for it. You gotta, you know, all relationships take work, but it's so much more worth it, and it's always worth the work. And, you know, it's just fun to be there and encourage them in a really exciting day, as a married couple, which is just so much fun. And all our couples really know we're extremely, you know, passionate about marriage and about even our own marriage personally. And we want to see that for our couples. And, you know, we try to do as much as we can to encourage them because we're married, maybe, should I say. So, not to say that someone who isn't married, who's called this industry, can't find ways to do these things too, but it's been a real joy, and definitely, been very easy and natural for us as a married couple.
Sure. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess the other thing I'm curious about is, on a practical level, how do you guys like split up the responsibilities? I mean, what does that look like on the day of? I mean, what do you find yourself doing? What does she find herself doing? What's that look like?
Yeah. For a real quick rundown of the day. On a real practical level, you know, on a shooting standpoint, I do pretty much all of the shooting, throughout the entire day, except for during the ceremony. That's the only really other time, my wife grabs a camera and photographs the entire time. And that's, and mostly because, we've kind of learned that I can work really, really quickly, and really fast. And it's just almost better just to have my wife there, you know, quickly just kind of keeping an eye on the bride or the groom, and just kind of watching the wardrobe and making sure all the minute details are, you know, in place. And along with, you know, insisting with, you know, grabbing some off camera flashes for me or whatever, getting that kind of lighting stuff set up perfectly for me. And then handing and swapping out lenses and whatever else. And we just move really quickly as kind of a, and I like to tell people, it's kind of a fine tuned machine. You know, we just work so well together day of. So, it's almost better than even us splitting up. Like, I can, you know, do a groom in probably 8 minutes or less, you know, in his morning, and then, you know, be back over the bride and back and forth, whatever. So it really works better for us than even splitting up. It just works the better for us to kind of both have our eyes on the subject and really, just kind of getting a fine tune of what that's going to be and working to create the whole photo. You know, like the photo, we did that we were featured on, Bridal Guide magazine on, the one with the bride and groom kind of fist pumping with their best friends, our maid of honor and best man. My wife was actually on the other facing them with the flash, kind of helping get that side lighting for them to kind of, you know, separate them from the background, where, you know, that photo would have been totally flat. Like a lot of other fellow photographers, have tried to mimic, but they always forget to put up like another light. And so their photos always come out really flat. And ours just has that other dimension of light because we, you know, we worked together as a team. We put that together. Just to kind of really add that extra vibrant light and sparkle, and yet not losing the actual overall atmosphere of that particular, reception venue, which was actually a beautiful vineyard wedding. So, you know, we still got their look by adding in our lights. Like, everything was bright and beautiful, and crisp. And so, you know, just kind of, again, bringing a lot more to one photo as two people instead of one person just always trying to get their own shot or their own version of it, you know? So, yeah. And then, during the ceremony, it's very, very kind of planned out how we do it. And of course, upon the restrictions and rules of the church or, you know, the religious setup, whatever that might be. They all tend to have a little bit different rules or restrictions, but, typically, so what we do on a perfect scenario situation, let's say, I always kind of usually take over kind of the front part of the stage, where I'll be right down. I usually kneel right in front of the mother of the bride, right in front there. So none of the guests can really see me. And then I can kind of lean out and, you know, get the bride's face and make sure I get a really great photo of, you know, the bride's father's face is, you know, he's bringing the bride down because there's just so many things going through their minds and you can just see it on their faces. And then of course, you know, being right there in the front, I'm able to get the groom's face. And, you know, that's just such a huge thing that every bride looks forward to, or every girl looks forward to on her wedding day, is, you know, coming through those doors and seeing, you know, her groom's face, you know, light up with just that pure, you know, delight and joy and happiness, and just, you know, so excited. And really, it's just a sense of like pride that, you know, a groom gets to feel on that day when he's like, wow, you know, that beautiful girl coming down the aisle is the girl I'm going to marry right now, you know, and just such a neat thing to kind of capture those things and, you know, get a picture of, you know, the mothers who are, you know, they're looking back and forth at the bride and then at the, you know, the son, and, you know, the mother of the groom is like sitting there staring at her son like, oh wow, you know, just so happy because he looks so happy. And then you have, you know, the mother of the bride who's just, you know, just so, you know, thrilled to death to see her daughter so happy. And, you know, she's a mix of emotions of just so happy for her and yet kind of like sad. And she's like, wow, there's my daughter getting ready to leave home, you know, and be joining this guy. So, you know, it's just so much fun to be down there at the front, kind of capturing all those expressions. But just a photo, before I was married, that I always just really struggled with wanting so bad because it's so powerful, is that photo is when the doors open and the bride just steps through the doorway and she's walking in. You kind of have her train just kind of flowing behind her. It's just, you know, this glorious entry. You have everybody in the entire room turned around looking at her. And there's just so much you can get with a wide angle or fisheye. It just is pretty jaw-droppingly awesome. And it's just such a neat thing. And was never really able to do that all on my own when I was trying to get the other photos too. So my wife now always just kind of follows the bride in. And just really captures those, you know, super wide, whether we use a fisheye or whether we use, a super wide, just to really, you know, get her trained, get the, you know, just everything, kind of soak in that whole feeling of the whole day. It's just, those photos just always come out so awesome. They just, they really just kind of blow it all out of the water. And then it's just so great to have, you know, her back there kind of capturing just the whole feeling of, you know, the bride's coming down the aisle and the groom and different people on the stage. Just so much, you know, it's kind of going on. You know, it's just great to have that wide angle there. And then after that, she pretty quickly switches over to a zoom, and then is able to kind of focus in on some of the key things that are happening up there. And then I kind of usually step back shortly after the bride is given to the groom, and, you know, they kind of make their way up on the stage. I kind of just scooch back to the side aisle and then just kind of begin to move my way around to capture the different key moments of the ceremony, while my wife kind of stays generally towards the back, kind of getting those wide angles or zoom from different angles. If there's balconies, those are the areas that she goes to. And I just kind of try to make sure I get more of the solid, just has to happen shot, maybe the responsible photos, and then kind of let my wife work on getting those super awesome, you know, artistic, beautiful, capture the whole moment, you know, photos. So yeah, that's kind of how we go about that. And then of course there's lots of like hand signals and whatever else throughout the ceremony that we know to watch for, that mean different things. But yeah, just trying to go into stealth mode as much as we can. Because that's something we really want. And I know we've actually got, a few different churches that actually, recommend and push us for their couples because they love how we're very reverent of the actual ceremony that's going on and not trying to become the show ourselves. But at the same time, we're still getting the photos that our couples are wanting and, you know, everyone's really pleased. And even the different churches have, requested user images because they're just so happy with them. So, you know, it's a lot to kind of get in and get done, but, it's definitely possible and it's a lot of fun, so.
Yeah. And I imagine, you know, that's kind of a struggle for a lot of, photographers too, is getting the balance of trying to get in there and get the image and yet, keep from distracting, the people that are trying to watch the ceremony take place. I mean, that's really a hard balance to strike.
Oh, absolutely. And I find too, a lot of it, you know, and I'm sure you've seen this and witnessed it too, is when you're in a ceremony, if you're there, you're just sitting, you know, the photographers that are confident tend to draw a lot less attention as to the, you know, you can kind of tell when there's a photographer who's like, ah, should I not? Should I go up there? Should I not? And then they kind of awkwardly make their way there and try to get this photo and awkwardly make their way out. It's almost like, wait, what are you doing? Just do what you got to do, you know? No, not sudden movements, just kind of, you know, moving, I don't know, just smooth and confident, and it kind of just wins the race more or less, you know? So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, I hear this year's been kind of a growing period for you guys, and I'm kind of curious, what are some successful methods you've found to promote your business? You see recommendations coming in, you see the work of online promotion and things like that. What have you found to be the most successful method?
Prayer. Honestly, lots and lots and lots of it. And honestly, the times I've prayed the longest and hardest are the times we've done the best. Honestly, and booked some of the most exciting clients exciting clients, but you know what I mean? Just the opportunities that are kind of the ones you mention to people when they ask you, well, so what do you do? And you're like, oh yeah, I do wedding photography, you know? And you know, it's just, those opportunities don't just come out of nowhere. And I guess really recognizing first and foremost that every single one of our jobs comes from the Lord. And ultimately, you know, like, he's my number one employer. I might be self-employed, but, each and every job has to come from him. And we just have learned to, and it's a constant, you know, lesson in faith to learn to just trust the Lord fully for, you know, our income. This is our full-time, you know, 100% focus and our only source of income as wedding photography. So just really seeking to the Lord, really just pleading with him for the goals that you have. And, it's been really neat doing that. As far as a marketing strategy or tips that I might have, you know, Facebook has been a huge tool for us. We used to really use the fan page. I found what used to work anyway. I'm not sure it's still going to keep working in the future. I'm kind of keeping my eye on it right now because Facebook has just recently changed their thing for business pages where really they're not going to allow any photos to go viral from business pages unless you pay for it. And we never paid for any advertising ever. And we used to just kind of rely on that, you know, getting clients excited about their photos and liking and commenting. And we would have, you know, huge viral success doing that. And just simply by stating, you know, in there, hey, comment, yeah, or congratulate the couple and make sure you like their photo and make it about them, not about you. And it's so much more of a blessing, actually. The more business you can become a blessing for others, making it about them and not you, you'll find that it will inherently benefit you. That's been a huge thing that I think the more you can creatively figure out ways to bless those you serve, will always come back to bless you. And so, you know, just even from a practical standpoint, what could that look like? You know, just how would you phrase it to encourage people to like your photos and comment on your photos, you know, and do it so it's a benefit to the couple, then inherently it becomes a benefit for you because it's something that's getting recognized as a hot item because people are liking it and commenting it, you know, on it. And then Facebook would push that because it was considered a quality content. But now they are changing all that and they're wanting, you know, pages to actually pay for it. So, I'm not sure that's really going to work or not, anymore. And I used to always try to just post just one photo a day. And I found that would get the most viral attention. Now it seems things are changing and I'm yet to kind of figure all that out, with, you know, posting more than one photo at a time and just what are they going to allow? They're pretty much capping out how much your photo can really spread around now, without paying for it. So I currently kind of like Instagram a little bit more, but, you know, it's just each one is just kind of a slow and steady, I guess, and just really trying to hone in on what content your viewers are responding to and which ones they kind of aren't, and just kind of try to fine tune your message so that you can keep a following excited about you, but not, you know, I think a new photographer tends to be a little overzealous and, you know, they want to blow up everybody's feeds, you know, all the time. And I think kind of showing some healthy restraint and just kind of a slow and steady and consistent is what a lot of viewers like to see, as opposed to, oh my goodness, this person must have just landed a wedding this weekend because now I have 40 photos in my feed. So, I mean, on a, you know, sometimes the actual couple or maybe even the guest, you know, get a little bit like, ah, we want to see more of their photos. But, you know, it's good though because it keeps them coming back. So,
yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, what I'm wondering is, what is one of the greatest challenges you face as a photographer, a wedding photographer specifically? I mean, there's a lot of challenges in a day. There are a lot of stresses, a lot of things that can go wrong. Even the business side of it can be a headache at times. What do you find to be one of the greatest challenges you face?
Probably time management could be one that's probably the consistent greatest challenge. Because they're, and I think that probably is true of any really self-employed individual of any kind. Just kind of knowing how to get a list for the day, list and a set of goals basically to accomplish that day. And kind of give yourself a list of goals of what time will be done during that day so I can kind of wrap your day up. Because, I know during the fall, especially, really the fall up until now, it would be very easy to work, you know, from 8 or 9 in the morning till 12 to midnight, you know, or midnight to 2 about every single day if you would let yourself. But, you know, just kind of getting organized, and really getting focused in on it is, definitely kind of, I guess, a tricky thing for the creative industry as a whole, but the, but, you know, just getting, kind of setting up the time management, getting organized, getting your day together so that you can accomplish, you know, what needs to be accomplished in that day. And then being able to say, okay, I'm done for the evening and, you know, kind of get back to family life, you know, it's kind of an important aspect. But I know there's always going to be that balance with, you know, making sure you're right on top of answering those clients quickly and, you know, giving them the attention that I think sets apart, you know, the casual photographer as opposed to the professional photographer. You know, just because there's just so much that's so important with the communication and prompt communication, that it's just essential to having a successful business.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So briefly, do you have any advice for beginning photographers that are looking to get into the professional market? Any key tips that you would just throw out there and say, this is something you need to pay attention to?
Yeah. If I wasn't going to go for a particular industry within photography and as a general piece of advice to beginning photographers, I know a lot of them are asking questions about, you know, equipment or learning and, or, you know, where do they get started? What do they charge for pricing? I would say for the very beginner, more so than worrying about kind of what kind of equipment they have, you know, maybe focus in a little bit more, like, I don't know, take half and half, is what I like to tell people, at least when they're sending me emails full of what kind of camera do I buy? Do I get this one or that lens or this one or that lens? You know, I like to say, hey, you know, get yourself something basic, you know, a simple digital SLR, get yourself, you know, a couple prime lenses maybe that can actually give you something that will make you feel like you're doing your job, you know, or see some results pretty quickly. But then, you know, before you just dump all of your money into camera gear, I like to tell them, you know, really kind of make it more of a 50-50 thing, spend 50, you know, percent on gear and then spend 50% on education. Because literally, one of the first guys that came to me for mentorship, you know, hadn't really taught any workshops, hadn't done any real teaching. So I cut him quite a good deal. But I remember he ended up, you know, investing in me enough that I was willing to take, you know, 3-4 days over a period of a couple months and just kind of just give him everything I could give the guy and just help him get his business started. And I remember sitting back after 3.5 days of working with the guy. And again, this was spread out over a couple months. He could, you know, kind of take each time he would spend a whole day with me and just implement it. And I remember sitting back after like the third day of working with them and just kind of looking at them going, wow, you know, for a few $100, I'm like, in 3 days, you've learned from me telling you what took me 5 years to put together myself. And I was like, man, I wish I had someone to pay a few $100 to, you know, and really learn, you know, just like from a professional, you know. And I would tell really any beginner, if they can find a professional and not just assume that they're just going to help them out for free or whatever, but maybe try to make it worth their time, whether that's at least buying them coffee or at least driving to them, you know, whatever it is, or even offering them, hey, I want to spend a whole day with you. You know, what would you charge me to spend a day with you? Or here's what I have. Can you work with me sometime when you're slow? You know, I think not only would they be a blessing to their mentor, but you know, they would learn more with a one-on-one or maybe even a two-on-one if they want to bring a friend along, and work with a photographer for a day or two or three than they will in a year or two or three of doing it on their own. I mean, just you, when you're working with someone who is doing the nuts and bolts of the job and the industry, and they understand working with people and they understand the pitfalls, they've learned from their own mistakes already. You know, oh my goodness, if you can learn from their lessons, you will springboard yourself into the industry so much faster, like so much faster than if you just try to, learn it all online or try to do it all by yourself. There's nothing more, like, at least for me, that could just really springboarded, my own personal photography. It's when I would, you know, take a workshop or, you know, go do, extensive, you know, course with someone for a few days and just, those kind of intensive, you know, long days. You just learn so much from those pros that just worth every single cent, even, you know, even the cost of travel, just, I don't know, just unbelievable. And so, you know, as much as they can afford it, I know education, especially in the photography industry, is not cheap, but compared to wasting years, it's a lot cheaper to invest in someone who can just jumpstart you and give you a full understanding right off the bat.
Yeah, you really can't put a price on that personal experience, for sure. I mean, there's a lot that you can learn from people that have gone before you and made the mistakes that you don't want to make.
Yeah, yeah. And even, you know, apart from the knowledge that you'll learn, the inspiration that you will get from, you know, more or less the masters in the industry, or the pros or whoever that is, that's maybe in your area or someone you look up to that you can fly to, you know, whoever that is in your network, the inspiration that you'll get from those individuals, will also launch your business in a way that you just can't do by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, I've got one final question for you. So what I'm wondering is, in looking back over your journey as a photographer, what is the greatest takeaway for you? I mean, in looking back, what would you say is like the epitome of what you've learned thus far? How would you describe that in just a few sentences?
I guess looking back, I guess the one thing that I can say I've constantly been learning is that you're never going to stop learning. And the more you strive and work hard at it, you'll continue just to get better. And so that's why I'm excited with every next year that the Lord brings to us and is gracious enough to let me continue in this industry. Because I know that every year will be better than the next as long as I can keep learning. So it's been a neat thing, getting here. And I know it's just going to keep going. So I don't know. It's weird to say looking back because I'm looking forward so much.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, Britton, thanks so much for taking the time to do this interview with me today. It was a real pleasure and encouragement to me to hear your heart for your work and to see your passion and the powerful testimony you both have as a couple. That's just really neat. Be sure to check out Britton and Erica's work over at photographybybritton.com and hop over to their Facebook page as well. If you're interested in taking advantage of a great mentoring opportunity, you can contact them through their website and get more details about their mentoring services there. Well, that wraps it up for today. Until next time, I'm Greg Hainer. Thanks for listening.